here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 13th of May, 2017. It's the birthday of the novelist Daphne du Maurier, born in London, 1907. She loved Cornwall, where her parents had a summer home, and she set many of her books and stories there, including her novel Rebecca and also The Birds, both of which were made into successful movies by Alfred Hitchcock. It's the birthday of Richard Stephen Valenzuela, 1941, in the San Fernando Valley of Los Angeles, who recorded a traditional Mexican folk song called La Bamba. Became a big hit. Richie Valens grew up in an English-speaking household, was not fluent in Spanish. He learned the words phonetically. It's the birthday of actress Lena Dunham, New York City, 1986, director, producer, writer of the HBO show Girls. Lena Dunham, who said, "If you feel like you were born to write, then you probably were." It was 4 years ago today, the Canadian astronaut Chris Hadfield left the International Space Station to return to Earth after almost a year in space, during which he performed with Zero Gravity, an acoustic cover of David Bowie's Space Odyssey, which was viewed on YouTube over 35 million times. And it's the birthday of the Scottish poet Kathleen Jamie, born in Renfrewshire, Scotland, 1962. She said, "When we were young, we were told that poetry is about voice, about finding a voice. But the older I get, I think it's not about voice. It's about listening and the art of listening. I don't just mean with the ear, bringing the quality of attention to the world. The writers I like best are those who attend." Here's a poem for today by Marjorie Sazer, Bad News, Good News. "I was at a camp in the country. You were home in the city, and bad news had come to you. You texted me as I sat with others around a campfire. It had been a test you and I hadn't taken seriously, hadn't worried about. You texted the bad news word, cancer. I read it in that circle around the fire. There was singing and laughter to my right and left, and there was that word on the screen. I tried to text back, but as often happened in that county, my reply would not send. So I went to higher ground. I stood on a hill above the river and sent you the most beautiful words I could manage, put them together, each following each, under Ursa Major, Polaris, Cassiopeia, a space station flashing. I said what had been said many times, important times, foolish times, those words soft-bodied humans say. When the news is bad, the I love you we wrap around our need and hurl at the cosmos. Take this, you heartless nothing and everything. Take this. I chose words to fling into the dark toward you while the gray-robed coyote came out of hiding and the badger wandered the unlit hill and the lark rested herself in tall grasses. I sent the most necessary syllables we have. After all this time, the ones we want to hear. I said home. I said love. I said tomorrow." Bad News, Good News by Marjorie Sazer from I Have Nothing to Say About Fire, published by the Backwaters Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.